Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Thalitha Williams, your faith-based community nurse, and we're in the trenches again, talking about health and wellness. Sorry for the delay, but had a little problem. But nevertheless, we're going to get started. I hope and pray that your week has been blessed and that you have remained healthy and safe. And so we're going to talk tonight a little bit about what's coming up now with the vaccine. And my scripture is simply Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. And the reason I'm bringing it up because in our clinic, we're starting to give the new vaccine, booster vaccine that has come out. And the FDA has authorized Moderna and Pfizer with what we call the bivalent COVID-19 vaccine to be used as a booster dose. They amended their authorization so that this could be used as a booster. It's used as a single booster dose, and you can do this at least 2 months following any primary or any other booster dose that has been given. And so this is a new one, which they say is the updated booster. It's probably going to become our yearly vaccine is where they're headed. And again, it's considered updated because instead of one component, it has two. It has two messenger RNA components of the SARS COVID-2 virus. So just a refresher on what we're talking about when we say mRNA. This is just basically is used to trigger the body's immune response, supposedly, by taking a germ that's created, or cells, I should say, that are created in the laboratory. And what they do is they use this protein, and this protein triggers a response, an immune response in your body. It takes that response to the DNA and then creates your immune reaction to the COVID germ. Now, this new vaccine that they're coming out with is specifically supposed to target the Omicron. And, of course, you know, there are a lot of different variants of the Omicron germ. So that's the purpose of it, is it's supposed to be able to trigger a immune response to the Omicron virus. So It's something new. We it's authorized, and we have already made plans to give it. And with this new vaccine, it triggers the BA4 and the BA5 variant of the Omicron. So that's why it says updated, because it's actually triggering the newer versions of the Omicron virus. Now, I was looking at it because they gave us a little cheat sheet, and this particular virus can be given to anyone 12 years or older, which was interesting. Because they have some that are for younger, but this one can start with 12 years and over. Now, I was trying to find out what kind of research had been done. I'm real big on looking at, you know, what kind of research has been done on this before they put this out. I wasn't able to find any. I'm going to keep looking, because I think that's interesting to know, is the research. And I know a certain amount had to be done in order for it to be approved by the FDA. So we'll see, but I haven't been able to find anything. So this is the new vaccine that is coming out now. If you hear it, the updated or the new booster vaccine, that's what it is. One of the things that I like to find out immediately is, when you have these vaccines, what kind of side effects are they going to produce. Now, before, there were side effects from the other, but a lot of people said that there wasn't really any real significant, at least in our clinic, we didn't have any really significant report of side effects. But again, we never really gave them a paper, which I thought was interesting, and said, if you have any side effects, this is the number to call. And I guess because it was in the beginning stages and the CDC wanted to monitor what side effects people were having, I think we're getting a little, and I don't mean this that we're getting careless, but COVID's been here and it's just not as big a deal as it was when it initially hit the countries. So now people are a little bit more relaxed about given the vaccine and the side effects. The one thing that everybody should do before they take this new vaccine, because I have had people that are asking me, and I'm telling you, before you take a vaccine, you really need to talk with your doctor about these vaccines, because there are some people, and we're seeing more and more people with allergies that didn't have allergies before, and I don't know what happened, but if you have allergies, or if you have any kind of, like, myocarditis, which is an inflammation of the heart muscles, or pericarditis, which is inflammation of the lining, some of the things that you should not take it until you definitely talk to your doctor. Or if you have, and this is interesting, if you have a bleeding disorder or you are on a blood thinner, and I don't remember that being on the others, but, you know, we have a lot of people now that are on blood thinners for one reason or another, and a lot of people don't think about aspirin. But aspirin is a blood thinner. And, of course, if you're immune compromised or pregnant or have ever fainted in association with an injection, these are things you should discuss with your doctor. But if you do have a severe allergic reaction after any previous dose, or if you have any kind of reaction to any of the ingredients, you definitely should not take the vaccine. I was reading some of this. It's all kind of new to me. If I sound like I'm kind of stumbling, because I was reading, it's really, the information is fairly new. We just got it this week. There are some risks with these vaccines. Now, the ones that I'm going to mention, these are remote chances that you could have an issue with this, but it is important that you know, and in our clinic, we typically monitor, but signs of a severe allergic reaction, if you have any kind of difficulty breathing, and if swelling of the face or throat, a fast heartbeat, rash or dizziness or weakness, definitely. And if you've had that before with a vaccine, you definitely should not, you should talk to your doctor before you do this. But the side effects that they show that have been reported with this vaccine does include the severe reaction. Then there's the non-severe where you just have itching or hives or, you know, swelling of the face. Of course, always is pain at the injection site. Sometimes people have tiredness, headaches, muscle pains, chills, joint aches, you know, some redness. Some people feel nauseated. And some people, after that other vaccine, I do remember them telling me they just didn't feel well, or they had a, you know, they had a fever, and it didn't last long, but it went away. Of course, it's the same with this one: swollen lymph nodes, decreased appetite, of course, GI upset, things of this nature. So, just wanted you to be aware that this vaccine is on the horizon. And so a lot of people have asked me, and my sister texted me, which I have not gotten back to her, but one thing that she has asked me, what is my take on the vaccine? Okay. And I always tell people, my personal opinion, it's just that, my personal opinion. But I think everybody has to be guided by what they feel is necessary for them, okay? I'm going to say this without, this is not to be taken literally on the way that you should do what you do. But I think we're kind of vaccinating ourselves out of our body's natural response, because the more you do for the body, the less the body does for itself. And so, and I tell, there are some people, you know, that have chronic conditions. This may be appropriate for them. Their doctor probably will highly recommend it. But you have to realize that you have to give your body a chance to do what God intended it to do. And let me use this as an analogy. Okay, a person that has diabetes, okay, that's on insulin,
if they don't do the work to control their blood sugar and rely on a steady increase in the insulin, eventually the body can just stop making insulin. Why does it need to? Because you are giving it what it needs. So why would it continue to make the insulin, what insulin it does make? And that's the same way I see vaccines. I do not tell people don't take vaccines. That would be irresponsible of me. But I do tell people that do not rely on vaccines. And that is why I push the holistic part of healthcare, and that is building up the immunities and the components that God has put in the body to help the body to survive. And we do that, again, you hear me say it all the time, that we do that by appropriate nutrition, rest, activity, you know, try to keep the stress to a minimum, or handle the stress. But, you know, I can't tell you don't take the vaccine. I wouldn't dare tell you to do that. I'm just saying that if you look at how things have happened, even with the vaccine, it really has not gotten rid of COVID. And we were talking about it at work today, that COVID is just going to be like the flu, like a common cold. You know, I can't say pneumonia because pneumonia can be viral or it can be bacterial. But the cold is a virus. The flu is a virus. And those things are still around. We have just learned to live with them. And for those who do not take care of themselves, it becomes more of a worst case than it would typically be. So that's why I'm saying, for me, my recommendation is do what you can for your body. If you want to take the vaccine, that's fine. But my focus is to tell you, don't rely on the vaccine, because these vaccines have side effects, and we do not know, and I'll keep saying it, we do not know the long-term side effects of these medications. Because they have not been around long enough for us to know what's going to happen long term, you know. And so that's why I advocate that we, you know, we've got to learn to start taking better care of ourselves. I have people that have COPD, which puts them at a high risk if this COVID attacks their lung, but they won't quit smoking. I have people, I had a man come in, he's getting a job. He wanted us to clear him for work, which we cannot do. We can only tell him, we can only tell his boss, this is what he has. We do give him medicines to control it, and that's it. And so hypertension is one of the things that we focus on, even as one of the chronic illnesses during the COVID vaccine. And so he's on blood pressure medicine. But I didn't go back past 2 years, because if I'd have gone back past 2 years, he would not have gotten a job. But his blood pressure in the last 2 years is 137 to 174 over 90 to 119. And so it's those things like that that the first thing we need to do before we all line up for the vaccine is take a look at what chronic illnesses that we have and are we doing things to maintain that illness? Are we taking the appropriate treatment, doing all of the things that we're told to do to improve the status of our chronic illness? Right now, I have people, even before the vaccine became available, when are you going to get the new vaccine? But they're not taking care of themselves. They just want to know when we're going to get the new vaccine. Well, we have the new vaccine. So a lot of people are really wanting the vaccine, but they're not looking at what they need to do to take care of themselves. So in addition to the new vaccine, now we're going to have, it's flu season time. So now with the time of the year, we're going to have flu season. So what are we going to have? The flu vaccine. And they're going to have two vaccines this year, and we typically have only done one. But this year we're going to do two. We're going to do the ones for 65 and older, and then we're going to do the ones for those that are less than 65. And that we have not done before, but we are doing it this year. So we're going to combine your flu, and then you're going to have the new booster vaccine for COVID. And that's going to be a lot. Point blank, that's going to be a lot on your body. That's going to be an overload. And, of course, they do give the COVID and the flu vaccine together. So you've got a lot going on. So my only reason for bringing that up is that I want us to think about what we are doing. What are we maintaining our health status? Whether you have a chronic illness or not, are you maintaining your health status? Whatever chronic illness you have, is it being maintained? Are you taking your medicines appropriately? Are you talking to your doctor if things are not the way it should be? You know, I tell people, they'll say, well, I'm taking this blood pressure medicine, but it's not helping my blood pressure. But you're not telling me, so I don't know that. I don't know what kind of adjustments need to be made. So are we taking care of ourselves? So bottom line for me, on a personal note, is that we need to do a self-health checkup first before we run out to get the vaccines, because sometimes the vaccine can be more of a hindrance than a help, and that's not for everybody, so please understand what I'm saying. It's not for everybody, but there are times that sometimes if we would just do those things to take care of ourselves, that sometimes we don't have to have all these immunizations, you know. And then once you get it, then keep getting it and keep getting it. You know, where are we going from here? And this is something that we're questioning even as medical people. Where are we going from here? You're giving us, you're giving, you know, different vaccines, And we still have, maybe not as deadly as it was, but we still have problems with the COVID. It's still here. It's just managed better. So I look at it, and we kind of like discuss it in the clinic. Okay, all right, we know it was an onslaught, but I really don't think we were prepared for COVID when it first hit the nation. I don't really think as a nation, as a medical community, that we were really prepared for it. So what did we do? We come out with vaccines to help us because we really weren't prepared. But should we continue to start vaccinating? Do we still need to continue to do that? Or can we now teach people to do better about their health care? I mean, it is a question for thought. It's a question that we need to think about. You know, I don't know. I don't know the answer. I can't tell you the answer, but I mean, it's something that I think about. It's something we're talking about. It's something we're discussing. You know, how do we advise our patients? You know, what do we tell them? You know, of course, I personally, when I talk to them, when they ask me even about the flu vaccine, I just tell them point blank, it's recommended. And I have to tell you, it's recommended. Whatever you decide to do would be your choice. But, you know, just food for thought. You know, I just personally think we've vaccinated our people out. And that's just my personal opinion. So that's the only reason I brought it up, because I know it's hitting the market, because we've started it already. We've started the new bivalent Omicron vaccine, and we're bringing in the two new flu shots. We've already started it. So I just wanted to put it out there for you all, and hopefully it's helpful. Because that way you can think about it, you know. And I'm not saying don't get it. Please don't misunderstand me. But think about what you're doing in terms of promoting good health for yourself and not just run to the vaccine. If you're getting the vaccine, just make sure in addition to that, that you are doing all those things that make you a healthier person. And the biggest thing we're having, the biggest problem we're having is the nutrition. We just can't get people to eat right. I mean, it's just, you know, they talk about food is expensive and the high cost of food, but people are finding ways to eat, but they're not eating what they need to eat. You know, they're eating, and I'm not saying fast foods are not, that you can't have that, but we're eating more fast foods and not including a lot more of the fruits, the vegetables, the fiber that we need in our nutritional plan to help us to be able to fight the germs. So just something to think about. Not a lot of information. Just wanted to make you aware that this vaccine, the new vaccine for the Omicron is out, and that, you know, just think about
you know, you take it, but just make sure that you're doing everything else. I'm just concerned that we are decreasing the body's ability to take care of its own self. That really concerns me. That's just my personal opinion. That's just knowing how the body works and what happens when we keep replacing what the body should do naturally. You know, that's a concern of mine, but that's me. And not very much tonight. I just want to bring that out. I was asked to bring back another program I did in the past, so I'll probably do that next week. But when we got all this information, we got inundated. I mean, back-to-back emails, pamphlets, handouts about this vaccine. I said, well, it's a good time to share that with everybody else and let them know it has hit the market. And you'll probably be seeing it soon if you haven't already. So that's it for me for the night, unless you have questions or comments.
My comment is, and I needed to sit down and do my research, in terms of the Bible and creation, my memory says that the divine spirit put everything here that we would need for our body.
Oh, yeah.
And we need to, I need to begin to read that again and digest it so that I can be, I can have a conversation with people and help them to process food habits so they can begin to eat healthy.
Right.
I know all the stuff is out here, but I think about it when I was growing up, we ate in season.
Mm-hmm.
By eating in season, our body intake, the food that is needed to keep itself healthy. So we're gonna have to get back to that.
And the thing of it is, people think that they can't eat healthy. Oh, it's too expensive. No, it's not. Because what we teach people to do, we teach them to get fresh if they can get it. But if they can't get fresh, we teach them to get frozen. Okay? But if canned is the best you can do because of your income, you can use canned food and make it taste good and be nutritious for you. It's my thing with people now, nobody wants to take time to really fix their food.
True.
We're in a microwave society. Everything has to be quick. You know, and I know we had our homecoming this past week, and then on a Sunday we had dinner. So I did cabbage and green beans, but I took the time to really, the cabbage was fresh, but the green beans were out of the can. But I knew how to fix the green beans so that they would taste good and still be nutritious. And then, you know, there's ways to do it. You just have to take the time. For me, I heard one of the young mothers in my church say this. When my kids were growing up, crock pot was my friend. Because you could hold me a little crock pot.
Yes,
and
you can.
It would be a nutritious meal. Because you could have everything in there. And she was telling me, she said, you know, because she's working, her husband's working, and she said, ooh, my crock pot, my friend, you know. And she said, I just put it in there. When I get home, all I got to do is either serve it or just add something, and we're through.
You know, and what people don't understand, if you learn to economize your time in fixing your food, you really have more time for the family because you don't have to be in there cooking. We just don't have to, we don't want to take a time. Now, with me on Saturdays, I didn't miss Saturday, I was worn out. But typically on Saturdays, I'll do several meats and vegetables and stuff, and then, because I can take my time and get it done, you know. But that's what we've got to get back to doing, is taking our time and fixing the food that's going to help us. And we're in a rush to go nowhere, you know. But
we're in a rush to go to the hospital and to the mall.
Well, that's true. Yeah. But we've just got to take our time and because, like I said, when I was reading all this material, because I didn't bring out everything, but I was reading that material, I'm like, we're going to, you know, fix it so our body doesn't have to do what God put in it because we have everything. We have antibiotics. Our body makes antibiotics. Our body makes blood thinners. Our body makes anticoagulants. Our body makes insulin. There's so much that our body makes. But when you don't fuel the body to keep it going, to keep it running right, just like a car, you don't take care of a car, it's going to put you down. And our body is the same way. And so we just got to take time. You know, don't be, the vaccine's going to be there. Don't be in such a hurry to go get the vaccine. Do a wellness check on yourself. And that's what I'm promoting. Check yourself. Am I taking care of myself? Am I eating right? And if I have a chronic illness, am I doing what I'm supposed to do for the illness that I have? And if you're doing all that and you still want to get the vaccine, so well and good, you know. We were talking about antibiotics, and I think I've maybe had it maybe 5 or 6 times in my lifetime. So when I take antibiotics, it works well because I don't take them. I let my body do what it needs to do. So, well, that is it. So you all be aware, the vaccine is on the rise.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. You all be blessed. Bye-bye.
Same to you.